It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Animals pop up all over the English language at times when we're really not talking about animals.
That's what they say. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
You know, we're a little nerdy about words at my house, and last week we started thinking about all the expressions that have critters in them, like the elephant in the room. When did we start saying that, Ann?
The phrase seems to go back to the 1930s, but didn't mean what it means today. And sometimes it's the elephant in the living room or the elephant in the room. In the 1930s, it referred to something that is obvious, but not necessarily relevant to what we're talking about. Starting, and I was surprised this was so late, but the OED has this in 1984, is when it started being used to refer to something that is controversial or a big problem that is obvious, but we're not talking about.
Well, then we also have the gorilla of varying weights hulking in a corner. Is that new as well?
So the 800-pound gorilla, which is sometimes 500 pounds or 600 pounds. This one also relatively new. Merriam-Webster puts this back to 1976. And originally it referred to someone or something that is dominating and uncontrollable, like an 800-pound gorilla. Apparently it comes from a riddle. And the riddle is, where does an 800-pound gorilla sleep?
Anywhere he wants to.
Exactly.
I remember that.
And now, I think, though, some people use it synonymously with the elephant in the living room, that the 800-pound gorilla is also a problem that we're ignoring.
Makes sense. Let the cat out of the bag. Where's that from?
Oh, my goodness. This one, okay, the punchline is, we're not entirely sure. There are a lot of stories about where this comes from. And I want to thank Michael Quinion, whose website Worldwide Words is a great resource on this kind of thing. Some people will say it's from markets where you would go to buy a pig in a poke. And the merchants who were trying to cheat you would put a cat in the bag instead. And when you open it up and the cat jumped out, then you had let out the secret. You'd let the cat out of the bag. We don't have really good evidence for that, but it's a good story.
Well, equal time for dogs. Puppy love.
Puppy love goes back to 1823, which for, you know, sort of romantic young love. And then we have the dog in the manger, which is from an Aesop's fable. That one goes back to the 16th century. I hadn't realized how old that was. For somebody who doesn't let other people enjoy things, even though they don't plan to use them, like the dog in the manger who didn't let the ox or the horse have the hay.
Well, and just because we can, I want to know where the age-old question, does a bear poop in the woods, come from?
And that one I'll just have to leave to our imagination.
Thank you, Anne.
Thanks, Rena. Have a good Sunday.